Interview with Leonard Fritz. Okay, you said that you were born on Randolph?
Yes.
And how long did you live there? Throughout your childhood, or?
No, until I was about 5 years old.
Till you were about five. Where did your parents move after that?
On Center Street. Down there where Cutler's is at now.
Oh, the same house?
Yes.
Oh, really? Now, had your parents settled here? Did they come from somewhere else, or were they...
Well, my father came from Canada.
Okay. When did they come to Northville? When did they settle here, do you know?
Probably around 1915 or 16. 1915
or 16. Do you remember the schools that you attended in Northville?
There was only one.
There was just the one school?
Yes.
Which was where?
Well, that one that's on Main Street right there, that was a high school then.
The old village school?
Yeah, and then right behind there was a grade school that burnt down.
I see. And so you had attended the grade school and then went to the high school?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that school, the elementary school, the grade school. Was that just a, was it a one-room schoolhouse type of thing that they had?
No, there was two, there was the present high school, which, well, I call it high school. I don't know what they used to call it else.
Yeah.
And then right south of there was another building, probably six or seven rooms, that was a grade school.
I see.
Well, there was probably six or seven rooms, probably a dozen. They had an upstairs down.
Yeah.
And then that burned down.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when that burned?
I was trying to think, because I was about the fifth grade. What about 1927? Now, that's just a guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, later than that, probably 32, 33.
Now, were you attending the school when it burned down? Where did you go when the school burned?
Well, that's what I was trying to think, because some of us stayed here, and I stayed there, so it must have not been completely destroyed. I must have only had a year to go or something.
Oh, I see, so.
And the rest were spread around into homes. See, there was houses where that community building is. Some of the kids went to school in that house, and some went down here where that Main Street, where that bed, where they sell bedding in there now? Next to the palace.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It used to be the bedspread place,
yeah.
And now it's an art gallery. And they used that as part of the school?
Yeah,
as a temporary measure?
Yeah, where
oh,
we
I see. And then you just went to the, right across to the high school,
yep.
Which was almost next to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, the downstairs was the junior high. The upstairs was the senior.
I see. So you didn't have far to go.
No.
And I take it that you walked to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were real close.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything particular about your school days? Anything memorable? The school burning down was probably a memorable event. No? Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yeah.
Do you really? Who specifically?
Well, there was Mrs. Cook, there was Mrs. Hawkins, Mrs. Milton, Miss Ludwig. There were mostly women teachers these days.
Yeah.
Occasionally we had a
teacher. Yeah.
Yeah, occasionally teacher, but that usually was when we were in high school we had a teacher.
Sure.
They were usually all single.
Yeah.
Mrs. Babbitt over here.
Yeah, May Babbitt, yeah. Is that right? Do you still see any? Or do you still see her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't be go around Norfolk and see anybody you know. Because you don't know
them. Yeah.
Because everybody else is.
Yeah. And you said you graduated in 1940. Did you go into the service?
Yeah. But not right then.
You went in, yeah. And how long did you serve?
Just under 3 years, about 33 months.
What division were you in?
I was in the Air Force.
You were in the Air Force. What did you do?
I was an aerial
pilot. Oh,
of course,
really?
That was, Air Force was the Army then,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were in for quite a while then, 2 years.
Well, not long.
Yeah, yeah. When did you come home?
That was New Year's Eve of what, 45, 46? The next day was going to be 46, wasn't it? Yeah, 1945.
Is that right? When you were going through training and everything, where did you go?
Well, started out Amarillo, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Las Vegas, Nevada, Fort South Carolina.
I see. Now, were you married at the time that you went into the service?
Yeah.
What year did you get married?
1942. Wasn't 41. That's right. December 2nd.
And then how soon were you off to war after that?
1943.
You went in 43. Do you remember much of Northville during the war years? What was going on in town? Or?
Well, of course he wasn't here. Neither was I.
Oh, you did. And where were they from? Pennsylvania. So, was there a lot of campaign drives and that sort of thing during the war years here? Or?
Well, I don't think any more than that. No, when you say campaign, what do you mean?
Well, was there a lot of, war bond drives and that sort of thing?
Well, most of them drives like that would come in factories where you work. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, they had solicited in there before you got into this.
I see.
In the schools, they had it.
The schools did.
Yeah. They'd sell stamps, you know, four stamps.
Right. Do you remember anything being rationed here in town?
Oh, yeah. Everything rationed.
Yeah.
Sugar. Gas.
Huge.
And just whatever.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Oh, God. Yeah, I got 4 sisters and 3 brothers.
Oh, my gosh. Are they still in Northville, or did they live
there? One of them. My brother.
Your brother was still here.
South Line, Linda, California, Florida, Traverse City. Well, Northville Township. Well, that's Northville Township over there off Brandon Road.
Can you tell me anything about the downtown? Maybe what it was like when you were a kid?
Well, there was a lot more stores.
Were there?
Yeah.
What kind of stores? I mean, what?
Well, you had C.F. Smith Grocery Store, A&P, Kroger. Appliance stores.
Were these on Main Street, or were they located all over
Main
town?
Main and Center.
Main and Center. What did you do? Do you remember any theaters, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Any entertainment? Or?
Well, just the Pettiman Island Theater.
Yeah.
That was on the theater.
Yeah. Was it for films or plays or?
Films.
Films. Okay. How about any restaurants or hotels?
Well, just the family type restaurant, nothing, you know, like you see advertising.
Yeah.
But just put it on the small town.
Yeah. Do you remember anything particularly memorable that would go on downtown when you were a kid? Anything you'd come uptown to see or do?
Well, they used to have band concerts.
Oh, did they? Where did they have the concerts?
Usually in the park. But the city hall is now,
That
all used to be, well, there was a house on the corner. And then behind it was a park.
Hmm. Did they have some kind of a community band? Is that what it was? Or a school band?
It seems to me it was mostly the school band.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about transportation? Remember the interurban?
Well, you could get a transportation, which you can't get now. You could take buses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get the Biddle bus and go to 5 points, and then you got the city bus.
Yeah.
See, now you can't get any place without a car.
Yeah. Did you belong to a church? Did your family belong to a church in town?
Well, my mother did. But, what was the name of it? Yeah, Orchard Hills Baptist Church.
Now, you were with the post office for quite a while. Where was the post office when you started working with them?
Up there. You know where that beer garden is now?
Yeah.
Right next to this side.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That was an appliance. Tom Quinn had appliances in there. And then the post office and then Schrader's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was right on Center Street. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the buildings of the renovating.
Yes, right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right, the guy who sold that building, the post office, also being part of the
Right.
And then they moved on.
Then they moved on to the corner. Okay. Are your parents buried here?
Yes.
Are you Laurel Hill or?
No, Oakland Hills.
Oakland Hills. Is there anything you remember particularly about anything downtown or in the community that stands out in your mind?
Actually, no. There wasn't that much in Northville, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and a bunch of guys that just come uptown and just gab.
Right.
Hitchhiked to Plymouth.
Hitchhiked to Plymouth. Yeah. What did you do when you were, throughout your time here? Have you been involved in anything?
No, I'm not a joiner.
So then when you came back after the war, you settled back here. Where was your house?
It was on Katy Street.
On Katy Street.
Let's tore down.
Oh, really? Yeah. And how long did you live in that before?
20 years.
20 years, really? And then you came here?
Yes.
To this house? I see.
Well, not too interesting. I'm kind of a dull person.
Do you remember anything about the politics or anything like that? Any of the public officials?
No, I mean, it was just small town politics.
Yeah. And who was the postmaster when you first started working at the post office?
Leland Smith.
You probably went through quite a few postmasters when you were working at the post office?
Actually, no.
Really?
See, I only had two, three, because when this guy got it here, I was only there a few months after.
Yeah.
Just two, Steinle and Smitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's all just two.
Well, I think that probably takes care of it.
I wish I could have told you more, but there's something exciting anyway.
Do you know why your parents decided to settle in Northville? What was it about Northville in particular?
Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah. You said your dad was from Canada. How about your mom?
She was actually originally from Kansas. She was born in Kansas.
Yeah. Now, were they married here? Were they married someplace else and moved here?
Well, when they got married, they come here, didn't they?
Well, your mother's family came from Montero or something. I mean, after she left Kansas, then she come and there
and around in the summer, Carol. Mayville.
So then they were in Northville shortly after they were married. They came south here.
Well, then they had the big excitement when the Globe Furniture Factory went down.
Your father worked there.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. What did he do there?
He just made furniture.
He was a furniture maker.
Well, I guess that's what you call everybody that worked there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
And went from there to Ford's. That burned down.
Yeah. Yeah. When did that burn down? You?
Boy, I can't remember the year. That was a long time ago. I was still a kid.
Yeah.
But I knew everybody in town was down there watching.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, sure. Do you remember any other? You said the school burned down. Fires were, a lot of the buildings were made of wood. They were probably not that uncommon.
Right on the corner, yeah, but I don't remember that.
Did you tell me it burned?
I think it did, but I don't remember it or anything because it had to be before, right? Maybe I was 1 or 2 years old or so. You know, I don't remember that.
Was the Opera House downtown still here when you were
yes.
going there?
Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah. Do you remember ever going there? That
hadn't operated.
It wasn't in operation.
Yeah, because that was just tore down since the war.
Yeah.
I think it was longer than 30.
I remember Carol, they allowed you to come in and, you know, look it over before they tore it down, you know, when they were talking about Carol went.
Is that right?
We used to up there play as kids.
Did you really? Oh, really? Would you just go inside it?
Yeah.
Run around it? Yeah. It'd probably been closed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't remember that ever being open for the public. It was shows.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that probably does it then. I appreciate it.
I wish I could have helped you more.
Well, it's really very helpful.